This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Surf of Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Spook Handy, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Spook.
Hey, Dave, it's a real pleasure to be here.
Yeah, good to see you again. So, tell us a little bit about the first time you were able to meet Pete Seeger.
Well, I actually met Pete on Indigenous Peoples Day, October 12th, 2003. And before I met him, I didn't really know much about him. But he had heard one of my songs, he started playing it, and then he invited me to come up to a festival. And so I did a lot of research on him and was amazed at the things that he had accomplished in his life, or what he had done for humanity. And a lot of people know that, so I'll just say what my reaction was I got to the festival expecting to meet this larger-than-life celebrity. And instead, I met this down-to-earth human soul full of compassion, wisdom, modesty, and dedication to the principles that he believed in. So it really took me. And I learned that Pete was not just a collector of songs and a writer of incredible songs, but he was a gatherer and disseminator of wisdom. So that's my greatest impression about Pete Seeger.
Great. Tell us about your new CD.
Well, let's fast forward. So that was 2003. We'll fast forward 16 years. So for Pete's 100th birthday, which would have been May 3rd of 2019, I put together an album called Dedicated to the Proposition. Songs of Pete, Woody, and Me, Volume 2, Dedicated to the Proposition. And it's because people have asked me, what was Pete like in the last 10 years of his life? And not being someone who knew him before then, I would say that Pete was, from my perspective, from my humble and imperfect perspective, Pete was dedicated to the proposition that we have all the tools we need to shape ourselves and to shape our world into what we wish them to be. And so I put together a collection of songs that reflect this philosophy. Interestingly enough, a lot of Pete's philosophy is in his songs, but there are some pieces, pearls of wisdom, that I didn't find in any of his own songs, so I kind of wrote new songs around some of those ideas.
Great. So tell us about the song you're going to play for us.
Okay, well, so Pete was very big. One of the first things he said to me, translated into this, is that we need to learn the old songs and the old ways and carry them forward. Now, along the way, the folk process comes in, where we start to take these ideas and we change a word here or there, write a new verse about the world we live in today, and maybe even write a whole new song that other people can sing along to. So this concept of the hammer, as in, if I had a hammer, well, that hammer came from John Henry. Pete Seeger didn't make up that hammer. That's something that already existed. And in 1949, when he and Lee Hayes wrote that song, they took the hammer, the physical hammer that John Henry used to build the physical America, and they took it and put it squarely in the hands of the civil rights movement and started looking at it as a hammer to help build the ideal of America, which includes justice and liberty and the song that we sing, this song of love between all of our brothers and all of our sisters, regardless of our race, the color of our skin, the language we speak, who we love, or even how we self-identify. And so what came to me very shortly after, within the last year or so, was this idea that the hammer of justice cannot be broken, that the bell of freedom is in our hearts, and that we will always, always, always have a song to sing. So this song is called Always Have a Song to Sing.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
All right. Defy democracy, gag the press, make arrests, I would still be free. Cause the bell of freedom in my heart will always have a place to ring, and will always, always, always have a song to sing. Always, always,
always have a song to sing. Always, always, always have a song to sing. The bell of freedom in my heart will always have a place to ring. And we'll always, always, always have a song to sing. Now, some may fight among us, ask who here is to blame. Some will cry and wonder why, but let's not play that game. There's a voice inside of each of us, can we hear it call our names? Singing, we'll always, always, always have a song to sing. Always, always, always have a song to sing. Always, always, always have a song to sing. You know the bell of freedom in my heart will always have a place to ring. And we'll always, always, always have a song to sing. There is no time to hide, so let's stoke our inner fires and keep the flame alive. If we raise our voices up as one, we will not be denied, and we will always, always, always have a song to sing. Always, always, always have a song to sing. Always have a song to sing. The bell of freedom in my heart will always have a place to ring. And we'll always, always, always have a song to sing. Yes, we'll always, always, always have a song to sing.
Oh, thank you, Spook.
Hey, it's a pleasure. You know, I love KC Radio. It's wonderful. I love Kansas City, and I love this radio station. So it's a great pleasure to be on your show.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and sharing your music with us.